He knew what it took. He knew what it meant to sacrifice something for the greater good. But more importantly, he knew how fucking worthless he was and how pointless it all was.
Olympics, we are going to sell Friendly Town as the site for the 22-26 Winter Olympics. What do you guys think? Woo! Yeah, seriously, because no, seriously, you guys, what does Friendly Town not have that, hold on a second, what do Chamonix, St. Moritz, Lake Placid, Garmisch, Partenkirchen, that's not a real place, St. Moritz, again, Oslo, Cortina d'Ampezzo, Squaw Valley, Innsbruck, Grenoble, Sapporo, Innsbruck, Lake Placid, Sarajevo, Calgary, Albertville, Lillehammer, Nagano, Salt Lake City, Torino, Vancouver, Sochi, Pyeongchang, and Beijing have that we don't. Yeah, no, seriously. They might have millions of people, rewarding infrastructure that could, you know, sustainably host all of the greatest winter athletes on the planet in a hastily thrown up. Look, I've been to Vancouver. They threw up that winter that village for all the winter athletes who came to Vancouver in 2010, and no one lives there now. It's just like it's mostly Canadian monkeys who live in those apartments now. It's a really bad scene. So what I propose is that Friendly Town, we put together a bid to host the 22-26 Winter Olympics. And I think that what we need to do here in Friendly Town is recreate the Miracle on Ice. Huh? Huh? Yeah, everyone's favorite Winter Olympics moment. Like, voted, many ESPN, like, hey, you're old and an uncle. Take our survey that ESPN does. They ask, what's your favorite American sports moment of all time? And most of it is just like, you know, Michael Jordan winning all those championships. And then number two is the Miracle on Ice. The USA men's hockey team, 1980, Lake Placid. Mostly college players. This was before they were even doing the professional thing. This is before you couldn't have Mike Bossy, Wayne Gretzky. I mean, they figured out how to, like, skirt them under the law and have them play hockey in the Olympics a couple Olympics after that, and it lost its luster. But it was mostly a bunch of, like, college stars, Mike Ruzioni, Jim Craig, Neil Broughton, legends in their own right, who pulled it together and defeated the Soviet Red Army team in 1980. So what I propose we do is we do a shot-for-shot recreation of the movie Miracle, starring Kurt Russell. Not like the actual game. I think what we should do is a shot-for-shot remake of the movie Miracle with Kurt Russell. Because, you know, they do all those surveys. Like, Disney did, like, hey, you're in your 30s and in suffering from arrested development. Take our survey. And they were just like, hey, what's your favorite Disney movie that's not animated and starring Kurt Russell? That leaves you with very few choices, I understand. But every single person said Big Trouble in Little China. But then they said, no, that's not a Disney movie. So they said, all right, fine, Miracle, starring Kurt Russell, 2004. He played Hal Brooks, and they coached the team, and they beat the Russians. Woo! And that was so exciting. So what I think we need to do to convince the IOC, to host the next Winter Olympics after Beijing, they've already gave them their stupid Olympics in Beijing. What do they need? What does Beijing still need that we don't have a desperate need for? You don't understand. Like, I've been trying to figure out how to make Friendly Town a much smoggier city every week as mayor. Beijing's got that shit figured out. They're the smoggiest city in the world. How are they going to keep snow from melting? I think we should steal the Olympics from Beijing in 2022, you guys. I think Friendly Town should steal the Olympics from Beijing. And I'm going to be plotting that secretly in my lair while we have our presentations tonight from a very special roster of guests here at the Friendly Town Winter Olympics. So please, one more time, give it up for yourselves for coming out. Thank you for joining the Friendly Town Winter Olympics night. Yeah! Your first guest is someone who comes to us from, I'm assuming, very far away. He's a legend in what he does. And you guys are about to get to know him a little bit better. Please welcome to the Friendly Town City Council, Bogdan Ivanovich! Woo!
Hello, Bogdan Ivanovich. It was in 1987, the Winter Olympic silver medal for reverse luge. You say Bogdan, reverse luge is just called skeleton, no? He said, no, skeleton, you go on belly. Reverse luge, you still on back, going head first. So like that, down track. Helmet limit field of vision, so you know where helmet. If you do reverse luge, you develop thick callus on top of skull. If you die, it make you know, it make death last a lot longer, much better, more suffering. But anyway, now I sport commentator for state television, and I have ideas to make Winter Olympic better. Nowadays, I feel like they are very bad. Winter Olympic no more good anymore. So Bogdan has idea for what to do about Winter Olympic. Just write up the other day could Bogdan's ideas. More stray dog. More packs of stray dog makes Sochi Olympic very good. I feel like future Olympic need more packs of stray dog. Less uniform. Summer Olympic, men wear little speedo. Why not in winter time too? Want to see the bodies, you know? And, you know, if you find out who really tough, if you am doing winter sport in speedo, if you lose a finger or tip of penis to frostbite, no medal. If you die of hypothermia, no medal. Fewer drug tests. What a man chose to do in the privacy of his own home or in a state-sponsored sport enhancement clinic should be of no consequence to anyone else. Put engine and wheels on bobsled. Bogdan, big proponent of this idea. I feel like make more exciting to basically put a car on ice. Very fun to watch. This they do back in the day of Bogdan sports championship. Make Moose do the ski jump for fun. It's very neat to see, and also much moose meat afterwards. Bring back the bearathlon. It is biathlon, but with bears in arena. Athletes are only given limited ammunition. You either shoot at target or shoot at bear. If you are killed or mauled by bear, no medal. Also, Bogdan think there should be more event for aging fat men, because that what Olympic need nowadays is everyone like vintage things, so bring back vintage athletes. So you need to have a better event, more suited for our physique. So think like competitive drunk, ice melting, speed shuffling, insurance fraud, and Bogdan personal favorite, how many dogs can you put in headlock? I think I do very well at that. I wish you good luck on your bid for new Olympics. Hope you take Bogdan's suggestion into account. Thank you.
Bogdan Ivanovich, ladies and gentlemen. He's modest about it, but the Belarusians voted him the number 23 best Belarusian athlete of all time. So I think that that deserves another round of applause. And it's extra weird because he's actually from Romania, but I don't know. It's citizenship in that part of the world, especially in the late 80s, was very nebulous. Just a lot of dogs in headlocks. You had to have a dog in a headlock to pass to the West. You guys should have learned that in history. So anyway, Friendly Town is going to note down all of Bogdan's suggestions, and we are going to bring them to council in a couple years when it's time to figure out a way to sabotage Beijing's 2022 bid. Because frankly, I'm getting antsy for not having any of these Winter Olympics here in Friendly Town. Maybe this next city council member might have something to add to the conversation about how we're going to get the Winter Olympics here. Or maybe he's just got an idea for a really hot, get it, like, ironically, hot. You know what? Strike that from the records. Okay. Stricken from the records. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Arnold.
Woo! This got touched on earlier with ice hockey. That phrase bothers me. I tried, because I've only cared about hockey for the last year since the Predators have been good. I tried to find hockey on Comcast's little search thing, and I couldn't find it, and then realized that it's because it's sorted under ice hockey, which I think is stupid because there's no need to call it ice hockey anymore. Like, what other kinds of hockey? Oh, you got street hockey. Oh, cool. No professional teams, and I think it was on the movie Clerks. Wow. Real big. Field hockey, that's soccer. Horse hockey, polo. Hammer hockey, that's croquet. And really, it's like, I wish we had more sports with hammers, because it's like croquet and the hammer toss, which is really just when you lose croquet and get mad. So, like, they measure it afterwards. The Winter Olympics, I think one of the things we need to change to bring it to Friendly Town is get rid of the stuff that's not thematic. Like, why do they have warm-ups for the Winter Olympics? That's stupid. And on top of that, I think our Summer Olympics won't have cooling down afterwards either, to strike both of those. That's fine. I've got worse things coming up. You just hold on to that. I don't want to allow people in our Winter Olympics who do extreme sports on skis, because I think those people are just tryhards. Like, if you had a group of friends and you wanted to go mountain biking, and some guy turned you down because you weren't doing it on unicycles, that guy's a dick. Why are you trying to be like, you're going down a half pipe and you want to do 1080s on skis? Why? Just use a snowboard. But it has nothing to do with the fact that the U.S. wins every sport on a snowboard. That's just an ancillary benefit of that. I think the luge is a weird sport, because you can do really well and win and get a medal, but at the end of the day, you're still a loser. So. And, and I told you, it was worse. And so I've got one more, which is a pitch. I think that we need to bring a new sport to the Olympics for our Winter Olympics. That'll really help pull everyone over. It'll be kind of like figure skating, but to touch on one of the things that Beijing and all those places do well, they have a lot of pollution. We mentioned that. So what we need to do is have a pollution-based sport. We get rid of the ice that you'd figure skate on and replace it with chemicals and oil on a slippery surface, and then you have to group it up. How do you do that? Well, you replace the ice skates with squeegees and have everyone squeege around and try to group it into their area as best they can, which would not only be a participatory way to show the dangers of chemicals just being spilled everywhere for people to fall into, but also provide just the most weird bunch of squeegee noises as people flail around on the chemicals together. And basically, if you don't come home with the metal in the chemical squeege, then you didn't really deserve to be there after all. So, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mayor Arnold. We appreciate your suggestions, and we will take them to council soon. By the way, also, I like how you used the phrase, flailing around on the chemicals together. I think you got a head start on next week's show, which is Friendly Town Throws a Really Shitty Music Festival. By the way, preview for next week's show, Friendly Town Throws a Really Shitty Music Festival, hosted by Father J. Foggy Bits, who bears a more than passing resemblance to Casey Clapp. Father J. Foggy Bits, known for, he used to be known playing, he used to be in the band Fleet Owls, And he left and he became, I think he was just too good looking to be in Fleet Owl. So Father J. Foggy Bits started his own solo career, and now he's headlining every shitty music festival out there, including Friendly Towns. We're going to be announcing the lineup next week right here, and we're going to meet a lot of our artists. Right here next week, Friendly Town throws a really shitty music festival. Flailing around on the chemicals together. Your next presenter, someone who's integral to the well-oiled machine that is Friendly Town. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. The floor recognizes Mayor St. Thomas Ledoux.
Hello, my name is St. Thomas Ledoux. I've been a long-time Olympic coach. It's nice to see Brogdon again. It's been many years, friend, but I haven't shared the competitive stage with you in a long time, but I respect his craft. You've been good to listen to that, man. In case you're wondering, I coach seasonal depression. And if you're wondering how that works, basically you put a bunch of people in an office space with no windows, and you make them work long shifts where they come in early and they leave late and they don't get to see the sun for a period of 3 months in the middle of an arena, and then you see who gives up first. And I tell you what, if we're going to do it, Friendly Town, if we're going to have what it takes to really stick it out for the Winter Olympics, then kids are going to have to get harder, all right? Because these kids today, they're all soft. They don't got what it takes to sit through the slog that you got to sit through to make it through that kind of sport, through any kind of Olympic sport, because I got news for you. Every Olympic sport is just seasonal depression with flair. But seasonal depression is still the purest category of Winter Olympic sport. And you know, this is, I don't know what to say for the youth. You know, these days, kids, they get sad. They get sad during winter, and they take vacations. And they get into aerobics indoors, and they buy little lamps that light up their rooms to be brighter than the outside, because, you know, the amount of the light they're getting from the heavens and the earth and everything around them isn't enough. They need a little bit extra push to keep the serotonin flowing, because they couldn't call the Molly dealer that week. And you know what? I don't know if they're going to be able to make it. I'll tell you what you need to get through seasonal depression. Yeah, you win the game. No friends. All right. That's step one. If you're going to train, you got it serious. You gotta be real about it. You got to cut off all social ties. All your friends are a distraction. Your family, too. Every time you interact with another person, that's just a little boost of serotonin. It's just going to get you that much further away from the goal, baby. Step two. You got to stay in bed. Because here's the thing, you wake up in the winter, it's cold in your house because you can't afford to pay the heating bill, and that feeling, it's just every morning you wake up and you think it would have been nicer if you had just died in your sleep than having to deal with waking up that morning. That pain you feel when you try to get out from underneath the covers, it's just all over and you don't know what hurts or why, but it just does. It's not even a real pain, it's not a pierce, it's not an ache, it's just a dread that you can't shake. And the secret is you stay in bed, kids. Because I know what all you're thinking. If I can just get out for 5 minutes, get a cup of coffee, maybe get some protein in me, I can get moving again, get the happy neurons firing, and that's weakness. You're motivated by your own impotence to just deal with the feeling that's inside of you. That feeling's there for a reason. It's telling you something. It's telling you you were never meant to exist in the first place, and every waking moment is a perverse tragedy. You're just animated, you're just matter suspended in animation for nothing but God's trivial amusement. So stay in bed, kids. You want to know the real secret to the Winter Olympic seasonal depression tournament? The one ace in the hole. You win automatically if you just kill yourself in the arena.
I haven't had an athlete do what it takes to go that far in 2 decades, but I'll tell you what, it was... And fuck, what year was it? 1998. I had a bright-eyed kid who I beat down to a pulp. Nothing. He had nothing else to live for. And he did what it takes within the first 30 seconds of the tournament. Blew his brains out right there in front of the whole world to see. And you know what? He made his country proud. He knew what it took. He knew what it meant to sacrifice something for the greater good. But more importantly, he knew how fucking worthless he was and how pointless it all was. And that's the real spirit. Because, yeah, at the end of the day, you can make a lot of people happy if you just bite that bullet, literally. But, you know, what's more important is the fact that that was the conclusion you were going to come to anyway. So why not get it the fuck over with? Alright, so if there's any of y'all who thinks he's got what it takes, who thinks that they're gonna be the one to really bring it home this year, those are my pointers, and I'm willing to take on athletes to prepare for the games in 2022, because I think there's potential in this sad-ass dog shithole of a town. But in the meantime, if nobody does pick up the slack, then I might end it myself, because I got a fucking ace in the hole that nobody can beat, everybody. Thank you so much.
All right, give it up for whatever the hell that was. I'm going to assume that that was word for word what St. Thomas did last week. Friendly Town needs to clean up this mess. I'm just going to assume it was the exact same set, but miraculously, a whole new meaning. Think that has a lot of potential. We're going to bring that to council as well in the coming years. We're going to try to figure out a way to mobilize the most depressed among us, but the most violently depressed among us. I think that we can all get behind that idea, and I think that that's something that we can, that the depressed of Friendly Town need. The most unfriendly Friendly Town citizens can do this. They too can be Olympic heroes. Just dream big, kids. Dream big. Your next person is guaranteed to be more motivational. And I'm not just saying that because he's going to be, I'm not just saying that because I know he's going to be more motivational. I'm saying that because it's Friendly Town City Council member and founding member John Hurst.
I used to be a big deal around here, you know? Do you know who I am? Nah, you youngsters wouldn't. You don't pay no mind or anything that isn't one of those fancy smancy those Nokias with the snake game on it. No, I'm Sandy Joe Washburg. I used to be the premier winter athlete here in Friendly Town. I won event after event after event here. Hell, you couldn't walk through downtown in the mid-90s without seeing my face on a poster or a slushy machine around here. Hell, I even had my own slushy flavor, Sandy Jazz. I didn't know what it tasted like. That stuff was illegal. I sold it from the back of my truck. Let me tell you, kids love illegal substances. Really brings out the carcinogens. What's that? I don't look like I'm in any shape of any sort. It may be right, but back in my day, we did things a little differently. I won the 100, 200, and even 400 relay 5 years straight in casual skating. What's casual skating, you ask? Typical. Kids these days claim to be in hurling or whatever the Olympics call sport these days, and they don't even know what casual skating is. Let me tell you what casual skating is. It's where you race your friends, but it's at a moderate pace. A moderate pace. That's the key. You know, a pace no one could ever get hurt in when they're skating about, you know? You could scrape a knee going any faster. No one wants that. No one wants to feel pain. A pace where everyone's just having a good time and being happy. You can just skate along with your friends, your pals, and go over there and go, "Hey, Jim, how's the wife and kids? Doing great? Hey, wait, don't you owe me $5? And then you realize he owes you $5. You make him eat ice. That's what I do. moderate skating, moderate pace, moderate skating, casual skating. And that, you know, then we go out to drink a while. Jim doesn't drink. Jim mostly eats soup nowadays. But, you know, that I had the 400 meter record in Friendly Town. 2 minutes and 38 seconds. 5 laps around the Friendly Town duck pond. I mean, those ducks are feisty. They bite. You can't say that's not bravery right there. Of course, you know, there's people that say I was racing at above moderate pace. A little bit of controversy. But, you know, they're still all losers. They ain't talking much these days. Not with all the ice they ate, too. Look, all I'm saying is that if you cross Sandy Joe, you're going to eat a little bit of ice. You get me? Might be mixed in with a little bit of Sandy Jazz, if you get my drift. So, what happened? Well, we had our eyes looking towards that other Olympic thing, not just the Friendly Town events, you know, that. We had to get all on the real Olympics. You know, the ones with the multicolored cereal, the Cheerios, man. And, you know, but it turns out they like things fast. Like, you know, they just like speed skating, speed skiing. Even that thing with the, like, our Berlusian friends said it with the bears or something. I don't know. But you know, they don't know how to take it easy. So I said, screw your Olympic glory. I got ducks to feed down. So I'm going to be here. I'm going to start casual skating. You can come join me. And if you don't like it, you can eat some ice, too. I'll see you later.
If you want to read his autobiography, which was heavily ghostwritten by Mike Lupica, it's just called Make Him Eat Ice. Like, that's the title of his autobiography. There's about 30 copies in the discount bin, in the free bin outside McKay's, if you guys want it. Also, it's a great deal. Also, don't be bewildered by Sandy Jazz, the soft drink. I've had it before. It's just Surge. Like, it's literally just like bottles of, like, unsold bottles of Surge with a new label on it. Like, that's literally all it is. So in other words, it's delicious. Get your hands on it while it's still available before they're done test marketing it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think that we have a pretty compelling argument for hosting the next Winter Olympics here in Friendly Town. But our argument is not complete. No. It is not complete until we get our bartending mayor up here to present his argument. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Lewis.
All right, so I'll cut straight to the chase by saying chase wrong. The Olympics and the Winter Games, they're too inaccessible to a casual audience. Let me break it down for you. There are three kinds of events in the Winter Olympics. There's slipping, falling down, and not falling down. You're either slipping down a mountain on a couple of pieces of wood without falling down, or you're slipping down a mountain on a board without falling down, or you're falling down a mountain in a pedal car with like three of your buddies, or you're like ice skating to a song and not falling down. We need some more accessible sports, and I have two suggestions. One is just get basketball in the Winter Olympics. Basketball was invented to be a winter sport. We play it during the winter. The guy that invented it was like, hey, like the kids are getting out of shape during the winter. We need something we can play in the winter, so we invented basketball. And then for some reason it got thrown in the Summer Olympics. I don't know if anyone knows this, a quick history lesson. The very first time they played basketball in the Olympics, it was in Paris. And like the Europeans didn't know dick about basketball, so it was played outside on a grass field, and it had rained. So it was just like in a muddy field. And it was criticized for being an extremely low-scoring game. But, like, I don't know if any of y'all know this, but you can't really dribble in mud. Like, that's not how it works. Anyway, the other idea. Okay, so let me start the whole pitch. Does anyone know about the pentathlon? The pentathlon was designed in olden times. The original events were patterned after things that were considered necessities for the ideal elite Greek soldier. The events were the long jump, javelin throwing, discus throwing, a foot race, and wrestling. Those were the five events. And then they came around with the modern pentathlon. And it was an event that was supposed to have all of the sort of ideal skills of a cavalryman. So you had fencing, swimming, equestrian show jumping, and a combined foot race with pistol shooting called the laser run, which is because they use laser pistols now. And I just think that's really fun and disappointing name if you've ever seen it. The laser run. My proposed new Winter Olympic event is inspired by these concepts. But instead of determining the ultimate or ideal soldier, it's different. The Winter Mom Pentathlon. A series of events designed to test the ideal snow day mom. The first event would be the snowman build. Very simple. Moms would be judged on the quality of the snowman and how much fun everyone had building it. The second event would be the downhill family sled race. The mom who could go the fastest without it being too scary would be the winner. The last outdoor event would be the most anticipated outdoor event, and that would be the snowball fight. Battle Royale, family versus family, last mom standing wins. So then we would move to the indoor events. And the first indoor event would be the hot cocoa warm-up. The competing moms would be judged by the temperature, flavor, consistency, and presentation of their hot cocoa, as well as their selection of blankets and their pick of comic books, puzzle books, or other reading material. The last event would be the power out dinner and board games. The mom would have to prepare a light dinner and a few snacks for later without the use of electricity, using only a wood stove and lantern lights. Then, after the early winter dark came, and still hours before bed, she would have to entertain everyone with a selection of board and card games to pass the time. And hopefully to wake up for another snow day tomorrow. The mom would be scored on the quality of the food, the fun of the board games, and her performance in said board games. And that's my idea for the modern, well, it's not modern, it's just the winter mom pentathlon. Any era it's accessible in. And that's my pitch, you guys. Thank you.
Keep it going for your bartending mayor, Todd Lewis, everyone. He just wants to tell us what a cool mom he has. I think that's basically every time he presents here at Friendly Town City Council. It's about how great his mom is. We get it. You're fortunate. And you had cool snow days as a kid. But also, he grew up in Tennessee, so a snow day was basically like if there were three flakes, and then like everything would shut down. It's like, I made brownies! I think that we can get behind that as a committee. I think that the Friendly Town IOC, or the Friendly Town OC, the Friendly Town Olympic Committee, the FOC, can get together with the IOC sometime in the next couple of years, and we will steal the Olympics right out from under Beijing in 2022. I think we can do that. You guys think we can do that? You think we can pull that shit off? Well, I for one am very grateful that you all have brought your wonderful ideas here to the FOC. Thank you for joining us for the Friendly Town Winter Olympics. Like I said earlier, we are on iTunes at Friendly Town Radio, so add us on there. Give us a 5-star review and or be honest. You can be honest with us, but if you don't like it, don't review it. But but it'd be really nice to have some reviews that are up there that weren't obviously written by us. So find us on iTunes. You can also follow us on Friendly Town on Facebook at Friendly Town Knoxville. It's facebook.com/Friendly Town Knoxville. And the next couple weeks of shows, we got some great shows coming up. Next week, we are going to have Friendly Town Throws a Shitty Music Festival, guest hosted by our celebrity guest host, Father J. Foggy Bits. And then the week after that is going to be a very special presentation, Friendly Town Comedy Boot Camp, hosted by Sergeant Lauder. It's spelled like laughter, but it's pronounced lauder.